Fagin Bits Radio, The Rampage, Mad Alternative. What's up? My name's Eddie. I was in Walmart not too long ago myself, actually. And you're not going to believe who I ran into. That's right, I ran into the lead singer of U2, Bono. You know, this Walmart happened to be very, very crowded and very busy and very noisy. But I did the best I could to try and get an interview with him, because luckily I had my tape recorder with me, because I carry it with me at all times. So here's my interview with Bono from U2. Enjoy. Hi, Bono. Thanks for being with us. Let's just get right into this here. It's a well-known fact that you had a disorder when you were 16, where you actually like to hump the earth. I mean, literally hump the earth. Is there anything about that you'd like to share with me?
When you're 16, you think you can take on the world. And sometimes you're right.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. When you were a kid, like, say 16 maybe, did you see yourself as being a pop star? How did you see yourself 25 years from now?
Tired dome pop star in platform shoes.
Alright, what are some of your demands when you're going to different venues and you have, like, your dressing room and stuff? What do you ask for? Like, Britney Spears only wants green M&Ms, you know, stuff like that.
There's no bad vibes there when we were there other than, you know, I just smelly feet or whatever.
Okay, I have no idea what the hell you just said.
I have a weakness for belly dancers.
Oh, so belly dancers in the dressing room. That's quite a unique one there, Bono. Now, everyone knows you take Viagra. What's the hardest thing about taking Viagra?
The hardest thing is to make it look spontaneous.
I can imagine so. You know, the father of our country is George Washington, I might say, the Abe Lincoln, although he came after. But you claim to be the father of our country, even though you're from Scotland, and you really have no business saying that. How could you say something like that?
I've given you capitalism, so now you can all dream of being as wealthy and glamorous as me.
Okay, I think I've had just about enough of you. I'm going to end this interview right now. Thank you very much for being with us, Bono. And I wish you best of luck in anything you try to accomplish. Thanks for being with us. You have a good one, sir.
Goodbye, Squeaky.